Prayer Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 5th, 2022. This is a special edition of Live Talk, of the Live Talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Welcome to this third edition of our special Live Talk show. In the next few weeks, we'll be discussing with all stakeholders Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
Today, Zimbabwe's opposition Citizens Coalition for Change has held a campaign rally at White City Stadium in Bulawayo, and ZANU-PF is expected to hold a similar event tomorrow in Cholocho.
Several other parties, including the MTCT led by Douglas Monzora, are this weekend also holding rallies in different parts of Zimbabwe.
Contestants for the 130 council and parliamentary seats are already promising voters a lot if they are elected.
Observers say these by-elections will give all parties an insight of what could be in store in the 2023 harmonized elections.
There have been some outbreaks of violence ahead of the by-elections. A Citizens Coalition for Change activist, Boneni Ngure, was stabbed to death at a rally in Kwekwe last week. He has been laid to rest.
Tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on all our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. Ye, lingal chona njani, ndawoni zonke zomhlaba. Lapha ke siku special edition ye Live Talk sikhona pa Washington DC. So one day siyakwazi ukuthi sikhanise ngefike pelileyo sitshela abantu ukuthi siyabe silwenza ihlelo lezi. So sesenza ihlelo ezimbili lolu lwesithathu ukuthi sithove sibone ukuthi siyangaphi. Kodwa walapho sikhuluma ngama-by-elections. Ama-by-elections isikhathi esiqhathekileyo ukuthi abantu bevote. So kuyavotwa eZimbabwe mhla ka 26 ngoMatshi. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje uthi umnumzana nesenjamisa kade rally khona ngale White City Stadium. Sibona abanye bejibilika begida, abanye besenza konke lokho. Kodwa akukhulumele uchamisa ukuthi abantu kumele bebambane bengene kukhetho benqobe. So uthi ubulawayo uyaxolisa lokuthi kwaba lama candidates, ama double candidates kwezinye indawo. So uyaxolisa kakhulu. Sikhuluma njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kusasa uyetsholojo, uyawazi etsholojo. Kulezikholo zezwane ngale. Singazi ukuthi bakuthini khona ngale unaka kwebuya. So sibe sifuna ke uDouglas Monzora labanye bakhankasa lapho. So amabandla akhankasa kakhulu. So tshela abantu ukuthi singaphi njalo lokuthi siyangaphi.
Chirongwa ichi ndicheche chitatu munema programs akagadzirirwa kuti titarise pamusoro pesarudzo dziri kuitika mwedzi uno musi wa 26 March. Mumasvondo mashomanana ari kuyaya titange tichikudzirai chirongwa ichi pamusoro pezviri kuitika nepfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya dzesarudzo. Nasi bato re Citizens Coalition for Change raita musangano wavo mukuru chaizvo muBulawayo. Ndikwanga kune vanhu vakawanda vanga vachifara, vachimba, vachiuruka uruka, vachitambira bato ravo, vachifara pamusangano uyu. ZANU-PF inotarisirwawo kuti mangwana ichaita musangano wayo kuCholocho. Tinenge takangomira kuti tione tigonzwa zvinenge zvataurwa ipapo. Mumusangano wanhasi kuBulawayo vachamisa vatsinidzira nyaya yekuti vanoda kuti vanhu vabatane, varamba nyaya dzekuti vanhu vaite zvokurwisana panguva yesarudzo inoyi. Tichanzwa kuti mangwanavo ZANU-PF ichapindura ichiti chinyi. Saka rekai tione kuti zvanhasi zvafamba sei, tichataura nevamwe vatereri vedu nedzimwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika kuti tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei.
Yes sir, one day we've got Ellen Shiriyetenga, who is the Citizens Coalition for Change Secretary for Elections. She is on the line from Bulawayo. Shiriyetenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
No, very fine. You sound tired, so you were dancing as well at White City Stadium today?
Sorry?
You were dancing as well. You are sounding as if you're a little bit tired.
Oh, sure. I was. I was.
Yes, tell us what.
Celebratory mode.
Yeah, tell us what happened today, and where are you as a party in terms of you know, these by-elections?
We basically the rally we had today was our provincial launch for the by-elections. So as you are aware, we have a by-election day in Bulawayo, 8 for council and 2 for parliamentary. So basically, we're launching the by-election campaign, and also as a party, you know, we took the president took the opportunity to explain somehow the direction we are headed to. And mainly on the election front, to say, as for someone who is responsible for election, what really came out now is the issue that, you know, we're coming up with a new candidate selection process where we are putting citizens at the center. So whatever we do, be it candidate selection, will be, in future will be going to the people, getting their opinions, and the people are the ones who are going to give us the candidate. So basically, that was the main issue from my side. And also, of course, the electoral environment we are operating, as much as we are encouraging the people to actually, you know, come out in numbers and vote for our candidates on the 26th of March. But also, you know, there are issues that to do with the electoral environment itself. You know, looking at, you know, the incident like the one which was alluded to earlier, where we lost one of our comrades through, you know, was stabbed last week in Kwekwe. And we, the people that stabbed him are known. And also, you know, the violence around the electoral process itself. And also looking at, you know, the conduct of the security forces, the police, you know, bearing our rallies and in some instances arresting our people when they did their door-to-door campaigns. And yet we are in an electoral period, people are supposed to be campaigning freely. And most importantly, the aspects of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which is responsible for the administration of our electoral processes, there's a lot that is going on, primarily on the voters' roll. You know, the voters' roll, we are talking about is in chambers, and there's, you know, it needs to be claimed. So those are some of the issues that we are looking at. To say, no, as a party, our president, Nelson Chamisa, was clear to say this time around we won't leave any stone unturned. We are going to look at all issues affecting our processes, our electoral processes, and we are going to make sure that there's remedial action that is going to, you know, is going to take place for us to have a free, fair, and a transparent election.
Thank you very much, Wande.
Pa musangano uyu wanasi chini chikuru chaitika ndechipi amai zvirelinga
chini chikuru chaitika ndezvokuti tange tichilaunja our by election campaign yeBulawayo province. It has been launched Bulawayo province, and vanhu vauya neuhwandu hwavo vauya zvunza kuti president waiita president vachamisa kuti vari kuti chii. Vafara zvikuru vachamisa pavataura negwara rinowani remusangano kuti zvataimboita paya patange tiMDC zvakapera, zvokuti ndino makandidheti anosarudza nevanhu asi havadzokere kuvanhu, mamakandidheti havazivikani. Izvozvo zvataita zvataura napurezidendi ndezvokuti makandidheti achabva kuvanhu, navanhu ndivo vachatipa makandidheti kuti toona kuti vanhu vacho vanenge vasarudza vanenge vachishandira vanhu zvaine zvakanaka here. Ende futi vachamisa vataura kuti Bulawayo iguta redu, Bulawayo maindastri achashandi, vanhu vari kutambura, vanhu vari kufa nenzara, vana havasienda kuzvikoro ndezvimwe zvinhu zvinofanirwa kugadzirisa izvozvo. Asi matangiro acho ndokuvhotera makandidheti edu ECPC, ndiyo achashanda kuona kuti dhorobha redu reBulawayo richafamba zvakanaka. So ndezvimwe zvakakosha zvataura napurezidendi vachamisa izvozvo.
Mataura inini kuti mudunhu iri mune vari kukwikwidza vebato renyu 2 vekanzuru ne 8 veparamende. Pana vanhu vechikadzi here pa vanhu vari kukwidza bato renyuvesaf?
Eh, varipo. Actually, palavende itu macandidates. One ndechikadzi, Kelesile Mashangu, ari kukwidza riko Pumula. Kwozoti kucouncil tine vakadzi two, mumwe kuwoda kuward 18 kumagwegwe, kwozoita mumwe candidate yedu Lilian Mlilo ari kucontesta ari kuward yekunjuve. Ndo vakadzi aripo izvozvo kukati kwedu. Asi kufamba mberi kusemusangano weTCCC takaumba commission inonzi Gender Task Force ichagara pasi kuona kuti madzimai akawanda achapinda musangano ari kupinda musangano achakondesta maelections akawanda kuita makansela kana kuti maMPs. Saka ndezvine zvatiri kuona kuti Bulawayo yese tine dielections nevakadzi two, but that's not enough. Tinofanira kuona kuti vakadzi vanouya unowandu hwavo togadzirisa zviri kunetsa zviri kudzivira vakadzi kuti vakondese maelections.
Mira ipapo mamai, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Gibbs, the electoral ERC and
you're saying Zach, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission?
No. there is an organization that is working with ZESNY, and they are saying that they are very disappointed in the number of women who are participating, mm-hmm. who are being picked to participate in the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is another organization run by these young guys, mm-hmm. who are helping people to register to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also complaining about the absence of youth and also about the absence of women. Now, we just heard from Mai Shriyadenga that they are very mindful of the gender issue when it comes to their parliamentary or council representatives, which I think, if it goes through, should please quite a number of people, because this has been an issue of contention over quite some time now.
Uh-huh. So we wish to apologize to our listeners, because we are not live streaming on Facebook pages, so there could be some technical error there. So bear with us. Maybe they are going to fix it as soon as possible. And also note that the rally in Cholocho was today,
yes,
not yesterday,
not
tomorrow. So apparently what is happening is many political parties are holding these rallies, throughout the country. They're rallying for support. This is the time people want to have as many, rallies as possible,
yeah,
so that they can get many voters.
But
what is very interesting is that they're using popular culture as, an enticing point, which means they are using dance, song, and other things,
But we have always been, we as Zimbabwean people,
they have taken it to another level.
Yes, we have always tried to cheer ourselves up. Even at funerals, you see this kind of atmosphere, the dancing, the singing, and all that. It's an expression of joy. In most of the cases. So a rally can't be a rally without song and dance.
That's right. So hopefully we are going to get some more people to join our show right now. We are expecting some other guests as well, so that we can have a bigger kind of dish, today.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for the ZAPU Secretary General, Tulisi Anana, and Racist Fusango, Charumbira of ZANU-PF, and several other people, I think, they're going to join us very shortly.
And we are still holding on to...
Yes, so Shiridenga, hakuchukuti wena kubona kwako sibili bona ngani uhamba njani umkhankaso wena? Amafutshane sibili mama.
Umkhankaso wethu uhamba kuhle sibili. Siyabona ukuthi abantu bethu nxa bengena bekhankaso ezindlini lapha bayemukela ngothando, and kukhanya ingani kulobuthaba kakhulu ngendaba ngodaba lolu olweyelo, ukuthi sesiyiphathi eyelo, sesiyiphathi entsha. Ngoba kukaningi abantu besitshela ukuthi bakithi sesidinwe ngephathi leyo okuthiwa yi-MDC sokungani ngokukhumomiso kuze wathi MDC ngani ngiyaloywa asisakwazi ukuthi kwenzani vele akusekuyingabani ngoza sekulama MDC amaningi liyasi-confusa lapha besihamba khona abantu vele bebekhonona kakhulu but isithethe sicalisa idaba lelo yokuthi hhayi thina sesiyi-triple C sesihamba ngeyelo abantu bazithakazelela nxa singena bazithembisa njalo ukuthi bazasivotela and njalo ngazikhangela ikakhulu ukuthi ama-candidates ethu lawa iningi labo waphuma ephalamende kumbe ekhansilini ngokuqothwa ngumonzura so abantu bazondile kakhulu ukuthi kanti thina savotela abantu waphongeuthutha umuntu nje waphonge uqotha abantu bethu so manje khathesi umuntu enalowo ngesehambe ekhote sesithi ukhetho lo lama-violations kale ngithi kanti abantu babuyikanti kwenzakanani
bathi
abantu bazisele ukuthi bazaguguma ngobuningi babo besivotele njengebandla le
siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi sithathe-ke ubaba umtholisihana na ongunobhala jikelele webandla lezaphu welcome to the program Mr. Mthulisihana na
thank you so much Mr. Dube good evening
good evening sir so Zaphu is participating in these elections so we are seeing you guys toy-toying in the Cholocho toy-toying in Lupane and now we are doing door-to-door campaigns is that an effective strategy of campaigning and just give us your kind of take on the by-elections very briefly
Yeah, our strategy of campaigning has always been to take the party to the grassroots, and that is what we are doing. And our target areas have always been two. One, we are targeting areas where ZANU-PF seems to be doing very well with minimal opposition. And what we've been doing, particularly in Cholocho, we have been going from village to village, homestead to homestead, canvassing for support and for votes. Because one of the things that the people of Zimbabwe lack, they lack a direct feel and contact with the leadership. We needed to hear what the people expect from us. We needed to have a one-on-one engagement, something that we cannot do and achieve when you are having rallies. And I think it's paying dividends. I mean, today we were told that there's going to be a rally in Cholocho where the head of state was going to address, but alas, it didn't happen. And one of the reasons why it didn't happen is because the people in Cholocho have believed and understood the message of ZAPU, and they are prepared to ditch the ruling party in favor of ZAPU, which is their original party. So this is what I've been doing in all our wards where we're contesting, in all the constituents that we're contesting. We believe in taking the party to the grassroots. We're taking the party to the owners of the party. And the owners of the party are the individuals that support the party that come from the grassroots. So this is our strategy, and I believe it's working very well.
Yes, cela ufake isinto ukuthi lichova njalo umkhankaso wenu ngamafutshane khonapho.
Thina njengoZaphu esikwaziyo ukuthi inhlangano yeZaphu, inhlangano zonke zepolitiki, umkantsho wazo ngabantu, yikho wendlela esikhankasa ngayo, yikuhamba sicela amavoti, sicela abantu ezabelweni, ezigabeni ababahlala khona, ababaphila khona. Yikho le slogan sethu sikaZaphu sithi amandla kawayehle ayezabelweni, ebantwini khathesi. Yikho sikwenzayo ukulanda abantu sikhulumisana labo emathupha sikhanyile nengamehlo ngoba kwesinye isikhathi sijele ukubuthanisa abantu kumarali sike sibatshele sikucabangayo singabanika ithuba lokuthi baphendule noma babuze imibuzo kumbe basihlomise ngeminye imicijo basiphele ezikhalaza zabo lokuthi bakhangeleni kithi yikho sibona ukuthi kunxa sikhankasa kungcono sibalande ezindlini zabo sibalande emakhaya abo sibalande emagumeni abo yikho kwenziwa iZaphu kuyasisebenzela khathi seCholocho nxa silandzelela bekumele umongameli weZimbabwe ongumholi weZanu la ukuthi ayenze irali khona ngale ukugqugquzela abantu bavotele iZanu kufadalele kwinto kwakhona kusaphuma kanje kade behlele ngakho esinye sesizathu okwenze kwafadalala ukuthi abantu beCholocho sebeqile bathi bona sebefuna iZaphu nabasafuna enye inhlanganiso okutshengisela ukuthi indlela esikhankasa ngayo ukukhuma nabantu sizwisisana sixoxisana labo kuyasebenzela abantu bayakuvuma neZaphu abantu bayayithanda ngaphambilini iZaphu kunami kayibonakali kuhle khathesi hhayi singeni lesibili emagumeni abantu basamukela kuhle
siyabonga kakhulu ke one day njena khonapho fowethu
yes. What problems are you facing in your campaign, Mr. Hanana?
I think primarily our first problem is that we are facing serious intimidation of our supporters by the regime. A lot of our members are being intimidated by the suspended state agents, and at times even by the police. But in Martha's, we've actually had a conversation and an engagement with the officer commanding Martha's. We've also had an engagement with the governor, what we call the Minister of State for Provincial Affairs, to say that they must allow our people to campaign and to support ZAPU freely. I think that is the chief problem that we're having. Another problem that we're having is that there is people that were in ZANU that have defected and they have come to ZAPU, and now there's a feeling that they are going to perpetuate the manukon, the violence that they were doing when they were in ZANU. So what we've also done is set a program of reconciliation, conflict resolution within the community, so that people can understand that the people are when people come to ZAPU, some of them are sorry, they are remorseful, and ZAPU does not tolerate violence. So, and above all, the major challenge is that, remember, ZAPU has always been self-funding. It is funded by the individuals that contribute their money, that sell their chickens, hens, and goats to make sure that the party moves. And unfortunately for all constituencies, you need to use a lot of resources and a lot of capital for you to cover a lot of ground. So that is one other biggest challenge that we have. So if the listeners that are listening, if you want to see the ZAPU campaign going forward, I'll appeal to you to get in touch with us, find a way of supporting and assisting this movement, because for us to cover much ground, we need resources. But other than that, we are doing extremely well.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are now joined by Mr. Regis Musango Charumbira, ZANU-PF North America. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
So now, let's talk about the by-elections. Now, it appears as if there was violence last weekend. One person died, you know. So, at the end of the day, what is going on in terms of this kind of, violent activities?
Yes, I think we have the law and order. In our country, we've got the police who are there to serve and protect our citizens. And as far as we are concerned, we know that the police have arrested all the perpetrators and they are still looking for more. And they'll get down to the bottom of it, because no life should be lost, because somebody has gone to a political rally of his choice. And the government and the party also welcome and support the police for the decision that they are making. And yes, for sure, we don't need the political violence during our campaigns, whether by-elections or whatsoever. Any political party that wishes to campaign, they should freely campaign. The president assured that he's a listening president. He'll be listening to the citizens of Zimbabwe and also adhere to our constitution, the constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe. So let people go and affiliate with which party they want to affiliate with. Let them go to any rally of their choice. And there should be no victimization of our citizens. And we really condemn the violence that happened in Kwekwe, where it embroiled both political parties, as far as I know, that we saw the CCC people kicking and beating those that were believed to be champions. And at the end of the day, somebody died. And that was in those circumstances. That is very uncalled for. We are a new republic. We condone any acts of violence, and that should not continue. If we continue with our by-election, we want a free and fair by-election. We want a free and fair result, so that nobody is going to accuse any other political party.
Thank you. And the point of correction there, it seems as if the person who was beaten to death was allegedly beaten to death by ZANU-PF activists. We are going to come back to that point later. Hey, Wande?
Yeah, vacharumbira makadi nenyu.
Ndiripo makadi.
Ndiripo hangu. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga iri kuitika iyi. Kana takatarisa kuti bato reZANU-PF ndiyo riri kutonga, ndiyo hurumende, mapurisa achipomerwa mhosvayo kuti vanofevha bato riri kutonga, havasi kuita zvinhu zvavo samutongi gaba unofanira kusunga vanhu vanenge vakanganisa. Ichi chinhu chiri kubhilivhwa navanhu vazhinji munyika. Pane chamuri kuita inini sebato here kuratidza vanhu kuti zveshuwa mapurisa aya mapurisa evanhu asiri mapurisa ebato? Chii chiri kuitwa nenyaya?
Ndinotenda zvikuru. I think makavava Christopher Muchangwa, spokesperson weZANU-PF, vachitaura voga. Vachiti mapurisa ari kuva accuse kuti vari ku support opposition political party. I think if I want to partner one of the president, we have promise of democracy, and my police are going under a democratic government. Now, my police are an arm of a government, and the Ganamachins are going support party is serio in English. To me, you know, when I didn't see the general is that Zimbabwe is a free country where one of the choose a civil servant and set up a choose a supporter. Shabani was a supporter. Shasi and an angle I am. My priest and the Gandes and Pier. My priest, my soldier and the Sampier. I think my son's a time is a child. I see my soldier. They do. My police are, they do, she said they do, and this is all. I'm not going to put our tower. My city, we are the government, we are the police. Saka, I think as a citizen, who is Zimbabwe. When I found out the Ochina, the politics is the kid of Zimbabwe. No, you know that is our name, Nika, in the democracy. Can I walk with you, Zimbabwe?
As one, Variku Fama Chambira, Van Varuku Rova Chifa. Tisingapotarisa kuti duwe bato ripi sei vanhu vachiroka vachifa nguva isarudzo ndopane nyaya ipapo
ndizvozvo ipapo pane nyaya ndopatiri kuti isu kana vachamisa vachiti mapurisa ndedu vamunangagwa vachiti we are the police, we are the government. Saka tiri kuondoza ndikuda kutsinidzira nichitaura nichiti kana pachirova vanhu vachifa, then why then vanhu vachizo blame ZANU-PF? Why iwo mapurisa acho ariwo ari kuita law and order? Mapurisa haana kupuwa order nezanupf kuti indai muno murege vanhu vachirohwa. Mapurisa anofanira kuita basa rao as an independent part of arm of the government. Ende saka kuri kuti vanhu ngava blame mapurisa nokuti basa ramapurisa nderekusevha vanhu. Mapurisa akatadza kusevha vanhu sei parani iyoyo ndo pane nyaya ipapo.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Ellen Shiretenga. Mr. Shiretenga, just a few words before you go. You know, just a few words.
Indian is not on Chanita's Kuta or Raka. Kuti, I don't know, Kuti, you know, Kuti, where do some people live? Really, just at Yoga Kaita Kukwekwe, and the Knotorin police report, Yakata Nora and Napurita indicating Kuti, Van Wakai Raya. That last weekend, one year them, and they even arrested them. They even confirmed that no, their card holders are looking. And if their card holders are looking, what are they doing right here in this area? People see. And Mapurisa kato itabasa rao. Yes, Mapurisa, this is why Rachani Falkes, Mapurisa, they run. Meaning, could they work for the people? Mapurisa must serve them, they're supposed to deliver. And the issue of the paper, they delivered because they apprehended my paper papers. I see that is not enough. Because they intimidation. We know very well that you are Nakatora and you are Kutuku, Mambo name. Even Kuberi, you are Zura, Kaikoko. So these are the things that not yes, my police are not standing up, but they work to a certain level. My political party, there is an obligation now to do the right thing. Can my candidate assist by my nomination for papers that work with their cook? Why not just sign my report of conduct? Where they are supposed to conduct themselves in a manner which is not violent, which doesn't deprive one of my human rights acts. So clearly, Gunesh Rukui Tika and Zanu PF should accept responsibility for Kai Tika. And as a matter of fact, when Nangaka says, no, we are the government, we are the people, what he literally means is that they control. They are forcing Mapurisa to do what they want. Because
yes,
this is when we are. It means that they are claiming something, which is very wrong.
Yes, we hear you. Yes. So, Mama Hobbes is from Siriyadenga, poselok ke nama? Yesin level.
Yeah, I think that we want to see is a campaign and we turn and then the other is a cover that look at the kutaza abantu to overturn the campaign and the campaign and we turn. They have been moving down, moving down. They go to corner abantu to try a chai or catch the lomio to overlay. sizakhonisa kuqhubeka njengevanda sizama lathi ukubona ukuthi hayi i-political environment le ihamba kuhle njalo sizacela lamapholisa ukuthi basebenze ngemfanelo besebenze nge-professionalism njengalokhu abakwenze khwekhu ukuthi laba bantu ababulale engonyini baboshwa lamapholisa babhala i-statement sabo amapholisa ayenze imisebenzi abhathi labo bayenze imisebenzi abesiyelelo kwezinye indawo kwezinye indawo hhayi siyabona ukuthi kube kusilela siyahlala njalo sikhuthaza amapholisa ukuthi besebenze ngemfanelo njalo khathesi nxasikhalulela ama-rallies ethu nala nxathi i-applya uzabona ama-conditions angikhona uzothiwa ye akulatoyitoyi akumelanga sithala abanye abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba kodwa izami iyavunyela ukuthwala abantu ngamabhasi ayi-84 besiye egogwe kumbe besiye emarondela kodwa thine basiyalela so ngezinye izinto esithala ngazo ukuthi hhayi ezimanje ezamapholisa kwezinye indawo basebenza kuhle but siyabe sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi nje besebenze ngemfanelo bengabandlulela
siyabonga kakhulu mama siyabonga sibili ongadinela kusasa singazihambela nje uyophumula ngiyabona ukuthi lamhlabe lisebenza kakhulu. Thank you so much. Now, Ellen Chiredinga is leaving now. So now, you still remember that Mr. Chamisa and his party had this kind of rally in Bulawayo. I think we've got a clip on that kind of situation in Bulawayo.
Let's look.
Imagine that they will not be able to announce the vote and they will not be able to refuse the election result. Bulawayo, are you ready? Are you ready, Bulawayo? Are you ready, Bulawayo? But for us to have that election, we said we need to have a pre-election, post-election pact. What is that pact about? Let us agree on what we are going to do with the election, the conditions that are supposed to be there. A voter's roll that is credible. Right to vote for people in Zimbabwe, including a diaspora vote. You can't be taking diaspora money in Jiva, are contributing a lot, but you are not allowing them to vote. Let everyone vote! And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Injiva. Thank you for what you have done. You have kept Zimbabwe going, particularly here in Matabele and in other parts of the country. Siyabonga, siyabonga. Thank you, Injiva. Thank you.
That is Mr. Nelson Chamisa in Blawe at White City Stadium. So he was saying a lot of things there. Okunye ongakwona ukukhuluma ngakho, ukuthi kumele ukukhangela ukuthi ama conditions ukuthi kube lokhetho kungabe kumenjani. Kuzobuya le voters roll uthi maniki-niki, kuzobuya ke labantu ukuthi bevote ukuthi ke i-diaspora vote iyafunakala kakhulu. Simzile futhi ibonga kakhulu injiva, sithi injiva ziyasebenza. Anjwa wathi injiva kwini? Ye, qhubeka khona lapho mfowethu.
Yeah. Mashoko akakhula zvikuru abva kumutungamiri webato re Citizens Coalition for Change vaNelson Chamisa. Pane zvimwe zvavataura vanga vachidawo kuti dene sarudzo yaita sarudzo yakasununguka asi vanoshishikana zvikuru pamusoro penyaya yevoters roll. Nyaya yevoters roll yagara ine mutauro kwenguva yakareba kusvika pari zvino asi hatisati tanyatsoona kuti zvichazofamba sei. Asi vataura pamusoro pevoters roll kuratidza kuti havasati kunyatsofara nemamiriro azvakaita asi pakupedzisira apo paita zvokunakidza vanhu vazhinji zvikuru pavabvuma vakatenda vanhu vokuBulawayo nebasa guru ravari kuita munyaya dzebato ravo. Saka ndoona sekuti pavari zvafamba zvakanaka hazvo mumusangano wavo uyu.
So uvonge njiva. So now we are expecting callers to come in right now. There are several callers that wish to join the show right now and there are other people as well. So let's go to Mr. Mthulisi Hanana, just briefly. Mr. Hanana, we had Mr. Chamisa talking about conditions for holding these by-elections, the voters' role and right to vote, the diaspora vote. So briefly, on those issues, 1 minute, can you give us your thoughts?
I think as ZAPU, we also have our own conditions that we want to speak into. As it stands now, we are also having a team of experts that are looking into the issue of the voters' role, so that we're able to give an informed position. Because what we are seeing now, you can tell that there is a lot of things that have gone wrong. Particularly now, we're told that the oldest living, oldest person alive in the world is apparently in Zimbabwe. And it's not only one, it's about 11 of them. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things that we need to verify. And also we're seeing that people have had their constituency for wards or polling stations shifted and moved. And these are things that seem to be affecting only opposition strongholds. So ZAPU are also concerned to say the voters' role must be tidy, the voters' role must actually be independently verified and audited, so that we can say we have a proper voters' role. But also it must be released, the voters' role is going to be used for this further by-election must be released on time, because there's cut-off dates in terms of who is eligible to vote. So we are appealing to ZEC, and we are actually engaging ZEC to say, give us the voters' role, what is the still time, so that we can go through it, audit it, and verify it, and see that everything is above board. And as far as the diaspora vote is concerned, ZAPU also believes that in as much as we have people that are in the diaspora, in as much as they are funding a lot of families, the reason why Zimbabwe is still standing and there is no chaos is because our hungry people are surviving on diaspora remittances. So if they are playing this particular role in the country, then they must also be allowed to vote. And that's what you must understand. ZANU has always said that they're not allowing the diaspora vote because of sanctions and they cannot go and campaign. But there is no sanctions in South Africa. I think ZANU, if they were genuine, they should maybe start with the southern countries where the bulk, the majority of our people are based, to say, okay, we'll allow diaspora vote, we'll have a trial run, maybe in 5-6 countries, and we can grow from there. But ZANU PF knows that everybody was not in the country besides their side gigs and beneficiaries. They've left the country because of economic meltdown. They left the country because of the problems of ZANU-PF. They left the country because they're being persecuted. And no one in their right sense of mind will vote for their persecutor, or just like even Mugabe when after the coup. He said he can't vote for ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF was now persecuting him. The bulk majority of the people that are out of the country cannot vote ZANU-PF because of that.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke uthi sizwe ke wande sungakuya kuvusango yaphendule khonapha ngamapushane sizwe ukuthi uyathini.
Vacharumbira ndisanda bvunza mbvunzo wangu pane zvamungada kutaura here pamusoro pezvamanzwa kubva nguva yamanga kuchitaura nesu.
Yes, I think tichitarisa mashoko anga chitaurwa nachamina chamisa kuvulawayo for the longest time. Tinoona isisi maonere yedu ndekuti chamisa unocapitalize panyaya yetribalism achiita in fuel vanhu kumatebeleland kuti vafungoti ZANU-PF ndo party inovavenga, which is very wrong. But kana akawina maelections through that way, zvinenge zviri okay to the people, because vanhu ndo vachavhota. But as far as nyaya yediaspora vote yataurwa nevavo, diaspora vote haugoni kuti iwe kuti vanhu ngaitangwe kusouth africa. Why would you do that? What criteria is that you are using? Akati kusouth africa ndokune mazimbabwe ndega anofanira kunge achivhota padiaspora vote ndiya. Saka that point is invalid. Thank you. Indahenyu point yenyu.
Yeah, ndakachiuya kunyaya yediaspora vote yamuri kutaura. Chinonetsa zimbabwe chiko kuti iite zvine kuti waone dzimwe nyika kuti kodzero dzezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, it doesn't matter kuti vari kupi, vawanevo kodzero yokuvhota zviri kuitika kumusha kwavo. Chii hachisiri chinhu chikuru ichocho chekuti hurumende yaifanira kuda yakachisa pamusoro pezvirongwa zvayo here? Ndiri kuti sei kusvika pari zvino 41 years after independence zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoshanda kana kuti zvinogara kunze kwenyika zvichitadza kuvhota, sei hurumende kana kuti bato reZANU-PF risina kutora nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika ikaiisa pamusoro pezvirongwa zvayo sezvainoita zvimwe zvirongwa zvainenge ichiita munyika?
Nyaya yediaspora vhoti yakaiswa pachirongwa. Isu takatoitavo, ndiritori umwe wevanhu vakapusha nyaya yekuti diaspora vhoti iuye kuno kunoti America, kuCanada nekuUSA. Asi government yakapindura ichiti iyo vanhu vezhinji vari mugovernment vanokwanisa vanenge vari kuparty kuzanupf vazhinji vacho vanogara vachiiswa pamasanction uye vamwe vacho vachirenew kwamasanction saka kana tikasa diaspora vote isu sezanupf tinozouya sei kuzoita marallies nevanhu vedu kuno kunorth america zvinoi tetabvhura mukana weimwe party and not fair for the other party then also nyaya yekuti malogistics acho diaspora vote mukatarisa in the world kuti mazimbabwens anowanikwa kana kuthe smallest island yakaita kana sefiji ikoko kunoda malogistics yekuti tinoenda kosei tinokambeina because haisi nyaya yekungoti diaspora vote mabalots ouya movota panoitwa campaign seiri kuitwa mabi election vanhu vanofanira kuva free movement yevanhu mapolitical parties anofanira kunge ari free kumuvha vachienda all over the world kwese kwavanokwanisa kuita scout mavote vachienda ikoko right now economy yedu budget yedu yatinayo haikwanise kupita seizvozvo ende kana pane munhu anofunga kuti iye anoramba achiti zvinoita ngaachitipa fanda tsvagai mafanda mutipe mafanda tikwanise kuuya kuzoita izvozvo so long we have the money tarai neamerica ibvise masanctions kana yabvisa masanctions votipa loan yekuti tokupai loan yekuti muna 2023 everyone is free tabvisa masanction for a season chiindai munokambei ngavaite seizvozvo vemdc veaccc tiuye kuzokambeini kana tazviwa kana tahwina.
Thank you so much. Sine kuona lapa wande utalent Ndlovu. Ndlovu kunjani vako? Talenta iye isaphila talent Ndlovu akakusho kuti unibona njani ukhetholo lwama by elections iye ukhetholo lwama by elections la eZimbabwe ulibona njani? Uyasizwa baba? Ye, uyasizwa yini talent Ndlovu?
Ngiyakuzwa
baba. Ye, uDube lapha eStudio 7. Can you hear me, sir?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa futhi, ngiyakuzwa.
Ye, sicela usitshele ukuthi ulibona njani ukhetho lwama-by elections.
Futhi kusho ukuthi ngizoba ngashawa ikushona-ke lapho futhi yesi ngoba ke uma usukhuluma ngesobayo kuba singasamzwa kahle yena.
Hayi, ngikhuluma ngesiNdebele mina, sengikhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Okay.
Ye, so ulibona njani ukhetho lwakho?
Ukhetho luqondile nu-right.
Ye, siyabona nabantu bayalwa abanye bayabulalana into ezinjalo kumele kwenziweni, kumele kwenziweni Ndlovu.
Ngihlale phansi kuphume kucacanga mdala kuphume lokwenzile futhi abanye ephume yenze kanjena nje.
Aha, so wena ubona kwakho ubona ngani ibadlela ezazuza ama-seats amaningi kubhaya election lapha yiliphi?
Ngenzeka-ke zapho.
Ukujonga liphi?
Ngoba abantu bakhatheleke inezwane.
Aha, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, sibonge kakhulu. Endlovu ungathinela kusasa baba, ukholisa impela veki.
Bonge futhi ngithele ithuba lokungena emsakazweni, siyabonga.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. So that is Mr. Talent Ndlovu. He thinks that Zapu is going to get a lot of seats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Mr. Mthulizana has money because of that. So quiet, so on.
Are we with Mr. Charumbira still?
Yeah, you just go to Mr. Mthulisi Anana. Mr. Anana, so you heard somebody saying maybe Zapu is going to win. So what's your take on that?
I think you see the work that we are doing on the ground, and it is apparent that we are going to perform better than we have ever performed in the past. But also, I want to look into the issue of the diaspora vote. What Mr. Charumbira is saying here does not make any sense. I mean, we are tired of the rhetoric that sanctions are because the party that invited them and stuff like that. We know the cause of sanctions. ZANU-PF, by nature, is a violent party, the party that doesn't respect human rights. And they cannot come here and tell us that sanctions were invited by anyone. I mean, how powerful is somebody to the point of inviting sanctions against their own government and America listens to them? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And also, in terms of the issue of budget, I mean, if you were to understand the Auditor General's report and how much money is being embezzled by this particular government, you wouldn't even be raising the issue of budgetary constraints as far as running elections are concerned, because a lot of money in Zimbabwe is being embezzled by the very same people that are saying they don't have a budget or the fiscal cannot support a diaspora vote. So some of these things, I mean, let's be sincere, let's be genuine, let's discuss issues not for the purpose of defending or politicking, but let's try and make sure that we speak to issues and articulate issues the way they are. And I mean, there is no reason why we should punish the entire population of Zimbabwe that is out of the country simply because we have less than 100 individuals that are in the sanctions list and want to bargain against the voting of those millions against less than 100 individuals that are in the sanctions list. It's ludicrous. It doesn't make sense. Whereas for a party like ZANU-PF that claims to afford for one man, one vote, I mean, these are people that laid down their lives so that people can vote. But alas, all of a sudden, because they want to go to America, they then want to say, no, first removal from the time, then we can campaign. There's many other ZANU members that have access to all those countries. I mean, like the Charumbira, I don't know which part of the world is in, but I'd assume it's not under sanctions. They can campaign from there. ZANU has structures all over the world. So the arguments that are being proffered by my colleague, I don't think they make sense. I mean, that's why that we push the show. But if we're sincere and we're genuine, I mean, there's all of the way.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Anand, I wanted to ask you earlier, if your party is campaigning in all the provinces, or you are restricting yourself to certain areas of the country?
What we have done in this particular instance for the by-elections, we are restricting ourselves to a few areas. But in the past, you know that the ZANU is always contested everywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Charumbira, in terms of what Mr. Hanana is saying, can you react to these remarks just briefly?
Yes, thank you very much. I think it's the rhetoric, but what we said is very simple. You cannot travel to a country where you are banned, and somebody say you have to go there because you are being unfair to the other political party. You know what? Politics is a game. It's a game, whatever you want. It's not a church service. Politics is a game where you use you win because of your brain. If you win because you have used this technique, if it works, then you become a winner. So in terms of our campaigning, it's very simple. If the sanctions are removed to some of our leaders, our officials, who we need to have them on the campaign trail, then let it be. If the sanctions are still there, there won't be no diaspora vote, and it's as simple as that. That's what I can say.
But what can
I quickly ask a question, Mr. Duru?
Go ahead, very briefly, yes.
I want to ask Mr. Tarumbira, where is he based, and is he affected? Is there any country where he himself as an individual is banned and he cannot go and campaign in the event that there's a diaspora vote in that particular country?
Mr. Charumbira?
Sorry, I can't waste my time answering that question. It's a simple question.
Okay. So, let's go for it, Mr. Wadi.
No, I wanted to just to go on with Mr. Charumbira. Sandanga tinyatso taurira na ipapa apandiso kuti nyaya ma sanctions yakadongozouya Zimbabwe yava independent kudara. Zvino nyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hazvina kugara zvambopiwa mukana wekuvota yakagara iripo pasati pambova nenyaya yama sanctions. Asi mataura yanyu zvamataura izvozvo tazvinzwa, asi ndati kuti kuda pamwe mungangowanawo mukana wekunyatsofunga kuti papa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinodavo mukana wekuvota. Hazvinei namasanctions nokuti zvakagara zvakadaro kubva paindependence.
Ipapo ndine mirawa ndendosaka ndatini kana nesu kuno ndatombotaura ndikati neniwo ndakatolobva famasanctions. 2018 president abana kuti uya ku UN nenya yakuru ye COVID, but we've been lobbying for the diaspora vote, but we came to an understanding yokuti I diaspora vote inofana kana ichitwa diaspora vote haifani kuitwa ku America chete. Ino kana tangoti mwana wese ari ku Zimbabwe diaspora kuri kuti munhu oga oga asina kutsika soka dzake munyika ye Zimbabwe kukoko kwaari ndo inonzi diaspora vote, unenge aifana kuva nekodzero yekuvhota. Saka kana tikati isisu vari ku UK ndo kune accessibility yedu yokuti vavhote, ko vari ku America vanoita sei? Ko vamwe vari kune mamwe asimo islands nekune kwese kwese vanoita sei? Mari yokuti titravhere tichinga ikoko hatina, yemalogistics acho hapana at the moment. Why? It is because nyika yedu haifanzi kutrade freely nenyaya yemasanction. Everything inodzokera kumasanction, whether munhu anozvida kana kuti haazvidi. Dei tisina masanction taide tisina chokushandisa as a government kana separate zanupf chokuti tingataura kuti hatikwanisi kuita diaspora vote. Zviri pachena one kuti hatibvumidzwe maofficials ezanupf haabvumidzwe kutravhela kuenda kune dzimwe nyika. Budget yacho yezimbabwe hatina, haikwani nenyaya yekuti inyaya yemasanction. Saka zviri simple, nendoda kutonovhota wasi ndakutongoti ndakutongoenda kumusha kunovhota. Ndozvoka zvandingangokwanisa kuita. Saka kana munhu achida kunovhota ngatiendei kuzimbabwe. Let me encourage vanhu vese vari mudiaspora vote, ngatitengei matiketi yedu wese kuti almost close to a year from now ngatitengei matiketi yedu tinovhota kuzimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller.
Tatenda chaizvo vacharubira. Tine mutereri ari pafoni, makadi nenyu?
Makapinda here.
Aiwa, tiri nani? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Ndirikutaura na Cloud pa Cape Town.
Oh, okay. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes. Ndirikuona kuti President Chamisa watora Zimbabwe yose. Uye ZANU-PF kune vari kudiaspora sisi tiri kunana Cape Town, nevamwe vari kunana Botswana, nevamwe vari kunana Mozambique, nevamwe vari kunzvimbo dzese vari kutya kuti vakandoti vanhu vese vavo vakaenda kundovhota kwavari ikoko, ende ZANU-PF iri kuzondoluza zvekuti haigoni kuwana kana chimwe chinhu. Saka iyoyo point vari kuti havo vari kuchema kuti hatina mari yekuti tiende ikoko, but mari yavari kutambisa yakawandisa. Mari yavari kuwana mumagold mamaini yese vari kudya yese vari kungovera nemhuri dzavo ikoko. Zimbabwe yese iri kutambura. Saka tiri kuti isusu se one weZimbabwe kana zvakadaro vachiora mari vachita mhomwe dzavo isu tinoendepi?
Ndoda kubvunza pane zvamataura musati maenderera mberi. Ya, musati maenderera mberi, matini vanotya kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakakwanisa kuvhota vanovhotera rimwe bato risiri ZANU-PF. Chinokupai pfungwa dzekuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vanovhotera bato rinopikisa chii?
Munoona kuti munhu wese ari diaspora ndidi akabva Zimbabwe kutiza nhamo kutsvaga chekuriritira muZimbabwe. Hamuna basa muZimbabwe iko zvinhu zvikakwira izvo zvizviri nguva yechirimo ukakwira zvekuko unogona kupatika wavo kumusangano weZANU-PF. They force people kuenda kusangano kwavo. Havasi kuita vanhu nechido, munhu haazvi uriri nemwoyo wake, but vari kumanipidza vanhu. Iko zvine izvi kufamba masvingo road makombabezi, but vari kuti tiri kugadzira nyika, tiri kugadzira nyika 42 years vari pachigaro hapana chavari kubuda, but vari kuti vari kungoramba bedzi vachiti nyika tinogadzisa tichazodai tichazodai kupromisa kwezvinhu zvisingazoitiki. Iko zvinezvi tatokura takungopindawo mu 33 years hapana chiri kubuda, takangokura tichingozwa hatingozivi kana payslip kutozivira kunzvimbo kusasanira South Africa kwatiri kuno.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Vusango, just respond to what he said.
Yes, I think and this is mukomana your brother yangu mwina wangu. And this is that are kutaura Zimbabwe iti. Kana achitaura road to South Africa wakapedzisira kufamba na Morini. Ri pakagadzima nepasina kugadzika pakakura ndipapi. I think zvakashata kuti kana chinhu chakanaka mukaka urungwi munyu pachikaranga chedu. I wish I could say it in the village. You cannot put salt in the milk. What is good is good. The president has been doing awesome work fixing the country. Nyika yedu yanga iri behind so many years. Vamangwaya Smith, Marozi edanga sadata mbobatwa. Saka let's politicize. Cannot politicize Zika. Where there is no need, let's not do that. Let's not waste time. If you want to vote for MDC or CCC, go ahead and vote for them. Where have you seen a Zupco bus carrying people who are going home to a political party? That's rhetoric. That is out of this world. You can't speak like that, and you can't fool Zimbabweans like that. That's very idiotic. Thank you.
No insults, please. No. Mr. Cloud, can you react to that? What do you Cloud?
Yes. Yes. Apana chauri kita kumi, kadhapi kaya yoyoni marodi yesi makumbo. Ukafamba na moja, watenga moja yako na asu kafamba imo mupanga mwe diwaroto tujafu masho. Kadhapi tiri, diaga na kiri, miaga na kiri, paka dara. Muna mariko jesi, mariko kila zuguti dora jesi aruguchi kwa 200 something bond. Ukafamba na tupa bizi kwa na tibegri ma.
Let's go to Mr. Anana. Thank you so much for that caller, and I think he's sparking a little bit of debate there. So, Baba Anana, you know, your last word and giving us a little bit of an insight of what ZAPU is promising, you know, if ever their candidates are elected. Just briefly, 1 minute, then we'll go to others.
Okay, no, when our candidates are elected, I think we are going to be pushing for resolution of certain issues, particular development, and many other region-specific issues that are going to be raised by the people from the region where our candidate will win. Because what ZAPU believes, we believe in issue-specific politics where people region by region, they're able to raise their own issues, and the issues are debated in parliament, leading to the creation of laws that are people-friendly at all levels. But also, just as a matter of conclusion, I want to say to my brother, I asked him a simple question. If he is banned from contest from traveling to any country, he refused to respond, and he says he can't answer because that is a simple question. This is the problem that we have. I wanted to point to him to say if the ZANU-PF really wanted to get things done, they would have done it, because there are many other members that are not under the sanctions list. What we have lacked as a country is political will to get certain things done. So as ZAPU, what we are going to bring to the table is political will to solve issues regardless of how problematic they are. And I'll appeal to him to say, as ZANU, if only they could try and be sympathetic to the people that have suffered for all these years, and try at least to consider them when they make that decision. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Charumira, your last word.
Thank you very much. And not in the school. I think chandola angora machikuru zira. Ndeje kuti kunevese vakaterera vachazoenda kumamwe by-election rallies. Kune vachanovhota. Kune vari kudiaspora vari kushuvira kuvhota. Zimbabwe ingori one. Zvimwe zvatinoita zvino contribute to nothing. Asi kana tida real change. Real change inongouya chete kana vanhu vaita zvavanenge vachi. Kunga no apa change. In the Paris, no. But Nunga wende register of voter, but voter political party, I wanna is through Chris Rao. Yes, could in the name of voter as NPF. Party, you can that development.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to end our show today. We wish to thank Ellen Sheriatenga, Citizens Coalition for Change, Mtulisi Anana, ZAPU, and Regis Busangu Charumbira, ZANU-PF. Signing off from Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Tube saying good night.
Tosangana sondorinoya, indinita nono kawande.